Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're back with more of The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM, with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger.
All right, wake up, people. It's time for The Daily Tip, and it's time to make yourself some money and get caught up on everything that's going on in the sports world relating to betting as well. And in the NFL, we have a couple of big headlines that dropped yesterday regarding Deshaun Watson and also Rob Gronkowski. And Jinx, I feel like nobody is in a better position for retirement than Gronk. I feel like he is the closest parallel we have to guys like Shaq. Like, he has established himself as such a brand and a figurehead outside of sports. Like, people who don't even follow sports know who Gronk is because, you know, he's done all these wacky things. He's, you know, dressed up like a Laker girl and performed. He's been on all these shows. And also, he's been very smart with his money. I feel like that's something people don't really talk about Gronk, but I feel like I saw a story where the only money he's been using is his endorsement money. All of his NFL earnings, he's been investing. So similar to Shaq, who is very good with his money and owns a ton of businesses, makes a lot of money, not just this goofy guy. So I think Gronk's set up pretty well for retirement.
Oh, for sure. Shaq has been brilliant. I've read a Twitter thread and a long-form article on what he's done with his money. And when he was back in college, he very famously, when he was in some sort of economics class or marketing class, and he wrote that he could make a lot of money off his own brand, who he was as Shaq, and he got like an F. And here he is with his own brand, and he is a millionaire hundreds of times over because of the smart investments he's made. And Gronk is the same. I love Gronk. And the thing about Shaq and the thing about Gronk that they have in common is everybody loves him. Like, who doesn't love Gronk? Who doesn't love how goofy he is, how self-effacing he is, how he kind of leans into that? Who doesn't love Shaq and some of the ridiculous and playful things that he says? He's a good guy. And so they both have such a strong brand around them. And now, particularly if you're Gronk, Gronk's 33. He was smart with his money. Gronk has lived the life because he had an NFL Hall of Fame career, made hundreds of millions of dollars or millions of dollars for sure. And he will continue to make money when it comes to sponsors because he's that one person. When you see him, you just kind of gravitate toward him. You want to be around Gronk. It's Gronk.
And also, he's funny on TV. Like, he's been on NFL Countdown or whatever it is on Fox and ESPN. And he is just, he's almost like a physical brand of comedy. Like, he's just so big and like clumsy looking that he's just like funny when he does things, and he like trips over things, and he's like a big golden retriever puppy because he just has so much energy. So it'll be interesting to see what he does with his retirement. Is he going to go the Brady route and maybe unretire? I don't know. We shall see, because this has happened before. Hasn't Gronk retired and he changed his mind?
Yes, he did retire and then came back.
He's pulling because, the Lions, I think.
Because, yeah, he came back or retired, and then Tommy convinced him to come back, and they got another ring together.
All right, this is The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. So let's dive into Gronk retiring, because we've talked all about the headline, but I didn't really bring it up. Rob Gronkowski, formerly of the Tampa Bay Bucks, says he's retiring, says he is done with the NFL for now at least. And so let's take a look at how this might impact the Bucks moving forward. We all know that Gronk absolutely loves Tom Brady, and Tom Brady loves Gronk in the end zone. So do we think this actually has an impact on the Bucks moving forward when it comes to a future standpoint?
I absolutely do. Now, it's not some major hit that is a huge step back, because I do know they drafted a tight end that's supposed to be very, very good. However, I'm not going to automatically say, oh, this rookie tight end is going to be as good as a guy who just retired who's going to be a surefire Hall of Famer. No, but they have addressed that need. However, Gronkowski is, you know, you mentioned it. You said, oh, he's sort of awkward, and he, you know, he's like a golden retriever puppy, which is funny to say, because when he's on the football field, he's an absolute tank and a terror to bring down and so hyper-athletic. And they will miss that. Tom Brady will miss that, because there is something to be said for having a connection and having chemistry with someone. And remember, in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, Rob Gronkowski had 2 touchdowns. That's not an accident. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski know each other backwards and forwards. They're friends. They've clearly played together forever. So if you're a quarterback like Tom Brady, or any quarterback in the NFL, what do you need? You need a security blanket, some guy you can always rely on no matter what. And for Tom Brady, it's always been Gronk. So I don't think it severely affects their odds, but is it a bit of a step back for Tampa Bay? Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think so, too, because looking squarely at the postseason, I don't think it makes that much of a difference in the regular season, especially the fact that they play in such a weak division. But when you are playing against the best defenses, and when you are playing in those clutch moments, Rob Gronkowski has been the security blanket for Tom Brady in those big moments. So I absolutely think it matters for the Bucs if you're playing them to win the Super Bowl. And right now we haven't seen a shift of much. For the Bucs, they still have the second best odds to win it all at plus 750 over at BetMGM, right behind the Bills at plus 650, Chiefs, Rams, and Packers following the Bucs. But I don't know. I think it's far from a done deal that the Bucs are going to be, you know, playing in the Super Bowl, just because it's hard to get there. And like I said, in the postseason, I think they will miss Gronk, because they've seen other receivers go. Because remember last year, they had such turnover rates. Antonio Brown left the team, and he was a big target for Tom Brady. Gronk was hurt for a good chunk of the season. So it will be a challenge for Tom Brady to get the squad going and to a Super Bowl. The other big headline in the NFL, Deshaun Watson settles with 20 of the 24 civil lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct. What do we make of this? Do we think that Deshaun Watson actually plays this year? Because I think that's the big question.
I don't know if he will. I would, first of all, from a betting standpoint, stay away from the Browns at all costs, because we don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. And right now, if you look at the odds at BetMGM, it's the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Browns all tied to win the division at 2-1. And then I believe the last time I checked, you got the Steelers at plus 850. So there are so many question marks with Deshaun Watson in particular. Just save your money there. I think what we're going to see is two things, Chelsea. Number one is we will see some sort of punishment handed down by the NFL. The question is how significant will that punishment be? Because when it comes to the NFL, as you know, Roger Goodell, it's like throwing darts at a dartboard to figure out exactly what they're going to do, because it's always arbitrary. It's always inconsistent. We have no idea. Also, I think a second thing we're going to see, because now he's settled 20 of the 24 civil cases against him, the women who did not settle, and I cannot speak for them, but their attorney has spoken out and said that some of these women are going to move forward and they don't care about this settlement, and they have a point to prove, which is we were violated sexually. There was an assault committed against us, and we want him to be held accountable for that. So this is not going to go away anytime soon. And so we're going to see the NFL do something, whatever that is. And we're also going to see these four women remaining either settle at some point or continue to fight this case.
Here's where I think this matters from a betting standpoint. Normally, I don't bet on futures this early on, but maybe there's some value to be had if you do like the Ravens to win that division. Because wouldn't you think if some kind of news comes out on Deshaun Watson sitting for part of the season, that the Ravens' odds would shorten, or even the Bengals, if you like the Bengals?
You would think so. I like the Ravens, by the way, if we're talking about who you think will win the division. Stay away from the Browns. We have no idea what's going to happen. And in most places, and I think right now at BetMGM, they're actually off the board until we get some sort of resolution in this Watson case. But outside of that, I think the Bengals are due for a touch of regression, even though they improved their offensive line. But the Ravens were so unhealthy last year. I think they are due for a bounce back year because they will be healthier. Even Lamar Jackson at the end of the year was playing on a bum ankle. So I would go with the Ravens there.
Yeah, we're both on the Ravens side here. The problem is the books kind of know that too. So not a ton of value of 2-1 right. to win their division. But still, it's a team that was severely banged up last season. Lamar Jackson didn't play most of the games either. So especially if they get that secondary more healthy, because that was really their Achilles heel last year, is teams threw all over the field on the Ravens last year. And traditionally, it is a very good defense and a very good secondary.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.